Let's read together Ezekiel chapter 13. In this chapter, we have Ezekiel's message against the false prophets and the false prophetesses of Judah. Let's begin by reading verses 1 through 16. Ezekiel chapter 13, beginning at verse 1. And the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, prophesy against the prophets of Israel, who prophesy, and say to those who prophesy out of their own heart, Hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God, Woe to the foolish prophets, who follow their own spirit and have seen nothing. O Israel, your prophets are like foxes in the deserts. You have not gone up into the gaps to build a wall for the house of Israel to stand in battle on the day of the Lord. They have envisioned futility and false divination, saying, Thus says the Lord. But the Lord has not sent them. Yet they hope that the word may be confirmed. Have you not seen a futile vision, and have you not spoken false divination? You say, the Lord says, but I have not spoken. Therefore, thus says the Lord God, because you have spoken nonsense and envisioned lies, therefore I am indeed against you, says the Lord God. My hand will be against the prophets who envision futility and who divine lies. They shall not be in the assembly of my people, nor be written in the record of the house of Israel, nor shall they enter into the land of Israel. Then you shall know that I am the Lord God. Because they have seduced my people, saying, Peace, when there is no peace. And one builds a wall, and they plaster it with untempered mortar. Say to those who plaster it with untempered mortar that it will fall. There will be flooding rain, and you, O great hailstone, shall fall, and a stormy wind shall tear it down. Surely when the wall has fallen, will it not be said to you, Where is the mortar with which you plastered it? Therefore, thus says the Lord God, I will cause a stormy wind to break forth in my fury, and there shall be a flooding rain in my anger, and great hailstones in fury to consume it. So I will break down the wall you have plastered with untempered mortar, and bring it down to the ground, so that its foundation will be uncovered. It will fall, and you shall be consumed in the midst of it. Then you shall know that I am the Lord. Thus will I accomplish my wrath on the wall and on those who have plastered it with untempered mortar. And I will say to you, the wall is no more, nor those who plastered it. That is, the prophets of Israel who prophesy concerning Jerusalem and who see visions of peace for her when there is no peace, says the Lord God. Let's begin our study of Ezekiel chapter 13 with some background notes. Here in chapter 13, Ezekiel speaks out against the false prophets and the false prophetesses of Israel. It seems that these false prophets and prophetesses were practicing their deception and divination both in Babylon as well as in Jerusalem. Remember, Jerusalem had not yet fallen to the Babylonians at this point in Ezekiel's ministry. Already there were Jewish captives in Babylon, but Jerusalem and the temple had not yet been destroyed. In fact, the false prophets were deceiving the people into thinking that peace was right around the corner, and that Jerusalem and the temple would not be destroyed. But they were wrong. They were lying. They were false prophets. There would be no peace, declared the Lord. Verse 16. In fact, the day of the Lord was coming. Verse 5. Now the subject of the day of the Lord is a major topic in Old Testament prophecy. The day of the Lord could be defined as any time that the Lord intervenes in the affairs of nations. Normally, the day of the Lord in the Old Testament prophecy refers to the future or eschatological day of the Lord that is still future, when the Lord returns to this earth in judgment and sets up his worldwide kingdom. But there is also an historical aspect to the day of the Lord, when God judged nations in history, including his people Israel, by both the Assyrian and Babylonian empires. That historical aspect of the day of the Lord is in view here in verse 5 when God says to the false prophets, You have not gone up into the gaps to build a wall for the house of Israel to stand in battle on the day of the Lord. The day of the Lord here is when the Babylonians would come in and conquer Jerusalem and destroy the temple. Well, so much for background. Let's move now to our doctrinal or teaching points for Ezekiel chapter 13. Doctrinal point number one, God is against false prophets who practice deception in the midst of his people. God is against false prophets who practice deception in the midst of his people. There were two different categories of false prophets in ancient Israel. There were the false prophets of the foreign gods, like the prophets of Baal. Remember how Elijah confronted these false prophets at Mount Carmel, 1 Kings chapter 18. And then there were the false prophets who claimed that they were true prophets of the Lord. And they claimed that they had seen visions from the Lord. And they claimed that they were inspired of the Lord. But they were lying and deceiving the people. This was the class of false prophets that was being denounced by Ezekiel here in chapter 13. These false prophets were practicing their deception right in the midst of God's people Israel, both in Babylon, where Ezekiel was located, and in Jerusalem, where Jeremiah was located. The basic message of these false prophets in both Jerusalem and Babylon was, don't worry, peace is coming. God will never let Jerusalem and the great temple of the Lord there be conquered and destroyed. But this message was false. It was not from the Lord. Listen to what the prophet Jeremiah says in Jeremiah 8, verses 10 and 11. From the prophet even to the priest, everyone deals falsely, for they have healed the hurt of the daughter of my people slightly, saying, peace, peace, when there is no peace. Jeremiah 8, verses 10 and 11. And look at what Ezekiel says here in verses 8 through 10. Therefore, thus says the Lord God, because you have spoken nonsense and envisioned lies, therefore I am indeed against you, says the Lord God. My hand will be against the prophets who envision futility and who divine lies, because they have seduced my people, saying, peace, when there is no peace. And one who builds a wall and they plaster it with untempered mortar, or they plaster it over with whitewash. Now, what's the idea here concerning the wall and plaster? The wall here represents the moral and spiritual defenses of the nation based on God's word. The responsibility of the prophets was to shore up the wall and stand in the gaps of the wall. But these false prophets had failed in their responsibility. Verse 5, once again, you have not gone up into the gaps to build a wall for the house of Israel to stand in battle on the day of the Lord. Instead of repairing the wall, these false prophets had whitewashed the wall with plaster. Sin was covered over. The wall looked like it was in better condition than it really was. But these futile efforts would not prevent divine judgment. Israel was corrupt with no moral strength or defense, and her whitewashed walls would fall under the flood of God's judgment when the Babylonians conquered Jerusalem and destroyed the temple. God is against false prophets who practice deception in the midst of his people. God would judge them, and they would have no future in Israel. What was true in Ezekiel's day is true today. Listen to the words of 2 Peter chapter 2, verses 1 through 3. But there were also false prophets among the people, even as there will be false teachers among you. By covetousness, they will exploit you with deceptive words. For a long time, their judgment has not been idle, and their destruction does not slumber. 2 Peter chapter 2, verses 1 through 3. Think of the false prophets today who preach what people want to hear and not what God's word teaches. For example, some false teachers preach that physical health and material prosperity is God's will for everyone as long as they have enough faith. It sounds good, but it is false. The Bible does not guarantee physical health and material prosperity if you have enough faith. No, the Bible does not teach such false doctrine. God is against false prophets who practice deception in the midst of his people. Doctrinal point number two. God is against false prophetesses who practice divination in the midst of his people. God is against false prophetesses who practice divination in the midst of his people. Verses 17 through 23. Likewise, son of man, set your face against the daughters of your people who prophesy out of their own heart. Prophesy against them and say, thus says the Lord God, woe to the women who sew magic charms on their sleeves and make veils for the heads of people of every height to hunt souls. Will you hunt the souls of my people and keep yourselves alive? And will you profane me among my people for handfuls of barley and for pieces of bread, killing people who should not die and keeping people alive who should not live by your lying to my people who listen to lies? Therefore, thus says the Lord God, behold, I am against your magic charms by which you hunt souls there like birds. I will tear them from your arms and let the souls go, the souls you hunt like birds. I will also tear off your veils and deliver my people out of your hand, and they shall no longer be as prey in your hand. Then you shall know that I am the Lord. Because with lies you have made the heart of the righteous sad, whom I have not made sad, and you have strengthened the hands of the wicked, so that he does not turn from his wicked way to save his life. Therefore you shall no longer envision futility, nor practice divination, for I will deliver my people out of your hand, and you shall know that I am the Lord. There were not only false prophets in the midst of Israel, there were false prophetesses as well. These women were practicing sorcery and divination. They probably learned these magical arts in Babylon. Using occult objects and occult powers, these evil women, for a small price, were putting curses on innocent people and delaying the death of the wicked, verses 18 and 19. This scripture certainly indicates that occult power is real. It is supernatural power, but it is not of God. It is demonic. It is satanic. God was allowing these evil and demonic practices to go on in Israel because the nation of Israel had turned away from following the Lord and they were listening to lies. When a nation turns its back on God, it will reap what it has sown. God will allow the terrible fallout of unbelief to take its toll, and the so-called innocent people suffer as well. Consider the sad condition of our own nation and the evil practices that go on in the midst of this so-called Christian land. Behind many of the cults and false teachings today, you will find not only false prophets, but false prophetesses as well, even those who are involved in occult practices. As God brought down the false prophetesses of Ezekiel's day, so he will judge them today. God is against false prophetesses who practice divination in the midst of God's people. What about practical application from Ezekiel 13? Watch out for foxes among ruins. Watch out for foxes among ruins. In verse 4, the false prophets are likened to foxes in the deserts, or, as many of your translations say, foxes among ruins. The idea here is that just as foxes or jackals slink around in the midst of ruins, so false prophets are able to find a place to hide and stalk their prey within the ruined condition of God's people. When God's people turn away from the truth and turn away from following God's word, it isn't long before that church or ministry falls into ruins and the false prophets move in. Let me ask you, how are the spiritual and moral walls of your church or ministry right now? Are they crumbling? Are they in ruins? Watch out for foxes among ruins.